The governor's $640 million in line item vetoes for member items does not include any new money from this year's budget. Rather, they're what's known as reappropriations for member items that were approved in earlier budgets from 2 years ago, before Cuomo was in power. The governor says he is allowing any member items from that time period promised to groups like Little League, senior centers, and other community organizations to be awarded, even though he doesn't approve of the practice.
If the state made a commitment to an organization, or if there was a budget item allocation as part of a past budget deal, I understand that. I can't go back, you know. I can only go forward.
But Cuomo says there are around 130 member item grants that have been repurposed for a new organization using an old line of funding. And he says those grants have been rejected.
A new member item is a member item to a different entity than the entity that was originally described. So this would be, this was a grant to the ABC community group, and they reprogram it from the ABC group to the DEF group.
The watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission has called for a hard cap on member items going forward. The group's Betsy Lynham says Cuomo's vetoes are a step toward that goal.
Member items are problematic because they really don't have a statewide benefit. They're narrow items that tend to be favoring certain groups, certain constituencies. So it's very positive that he's going to veto these.
The member item grants have gained a bad reputation over the years for allocations considered frivolous, like a member item to install a cheese museum, and for links to fraud. For instance, former Assemblyman Brian McLaughlin of Queens was convicted of several crimes, including stealing $95,000 from personal member items earmarked for a Little League club. Lynham, with Citizens Budget Commission, says at best, the origins and actual circumstances of many of the member item grants are murky.
It's hard to distinguish what's new, what's old, what the benefits are from these, what the conflicts of interest are.
The vetoed member items include grants to Little Leagues, veteran centers, libraries, museums, and historical societies. Cuomo has also vetoed several whole paragraphs in the budget bills that he says are unconstitutional and give the legislature too much leeway to repurpose existing funding streams for new grants. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.